From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Turkey's prime minister said Friday that Uzbekistan's president, Islam Karimov, has died. However, the Uzbek government said the leader is only in critical condition. Reuters has quoted three diplomatic sources saying Karimov has died.
Uzbekistan's president, Islam Karimov, has died of a stroke at the age of 78. He was in power for more than a quarter of a century. Karimov was long criticized by the West and human rights groups for his authoritarian style of leadership. Critics say he used torture to maintain his grip on power. But the Uzbek leader saw himself as the protector of the Central Asian nation of 32 million, particularly against the threat of Islamist militants.
That was Ashram Fahim reporting. The Associated Press reports that a top Kyrgyz diplomat and an Afghan government official says the leaders of their countries have been invited to a funeral for Karimov on Saturday. The streets of Libreville remained deserted Friday following protests, violent clashes, buildings set ablaze as the opposition reacted to news that Ali Bin Bongo was reelected president of Gabon earlier this week. Residents are afraid to go out and streets are closed, paralyzing food transport across the country. Gabon's interior minister says more than 1,000 people have been arrested across the country. The interior minister also confirmed the deaths of three people. Opposition leader Jean Ping said his campaign has evidence the election was rigged and plans to present it to Gabon's constitutional court. People in the southeastern U.S. are bracing for torrential rains and possible flooding from a storm that came ashore earlier Friday as Hurricane Hermine. The storm is closing in on South Carolina, where residents are being warned of what to expect.
This afternoon and this evening, we are expecting serious winds, serious rainfall, that can lead to flash flooding, trees being down, utilities being down.
So far, there are no reports of casualties from the storm. This is VOA News. A suicide bomber attacked a court complex in northwest Pakistan Friday, killing at least 12 people, including police and lawyers, and wounding dozens more. The bombing occurred hours after Pakistani troops killed four suicide bombers before they could detonate their devices in a Christian neighborhood in the provincial capital of Peshawar. The attack prompted authorities to step up security around churches throughout Pakistan. It's unclear who is behind the attacks, although a breakaway faction of the Pakistan Taliban is claiming some involvement. At least four people were killed and 16 wounded on Friday when blasts, including one at a weapons storage facility, rocked northeastern neighborhoods in Baghdad. Interior Ministry officials said they were caused by rockets, but it was not clear whether the rockets had been set off by the fire at the weapons facility or fired from elsewhere. The blast came as tens of thousands of Shiite faithful from across Iraq and abroad converged on a shrine in Baghdad to commemorate the death of a Shiite imam. The United Nations World Food Program says a squeeze on funding caused by the spread of crisis across the Middle East and Africa may jeopardize the organization's planned operations in Afghanistan. During a four-day visit to Kabul, the World Food Program's director says the agency's $50 million shortfall urged that the international community not back away from helping to end that shortfall and look at the humanitarian needs of the people of Afghanistan. Earthman Cousins says the shortfall was not the result of a donor fatigue and that donors have been very generous, but the demands had simply increased. The South Carolina ranked at the South China Morning Post and multiple space enthusiast websites reporting that China suffered a failed space launch Thursday, resulting in the destruction of one of the country's most advanced Earth observation satellites. The Wall Street Journal adding that Chinese officials usually announce space launches within hours of liftoff, and the U.S. Strategic Command typically confirms the arrival of new objects in space, but neither of those events occurred on Thursday, indicating a failed launch. And the U.S. Labor Department is reporting a slowing of job creation in August, adding just 151,000 jobs. However, that is 30,000 fewer new hires than the previous month. The national unemployment rate in the United States was unchanged at 4.9%. For details on these stories and much more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.